This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in was given a ceremonial welcome as he arrived in the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, Tuesday. Mr. Moon was met by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un at the start of a three-day summit expected to focus on peace and denuclearization. It's the third such inter-Korean summit this year. Seung-yoon Lee is an associate professor in Korean studies at Tufts University.
It is the first visit to North Korea by a South Korean president in 11 years. So what can we extrapolate from the agenda, which, of course, is about a peace declaration, a nuclear inventory by Kim, issuing a list of nuclear weapons, which is unlikely. That is a genuine admission of what North Korea has, is not going to happen. We could see a fake list, however.
At the UN, meanwhile, the U.S. accused Russia of cheating on international sanctions over the North's nuclear and missile programs. Russia's ambassador denied the allegation and accused Washington of heightening tensions. The International Criminal Court has upheld the sentence handed down in the witness bribery case involving former Congolese politician Jean-Pierre Bemba of 1 year in prison. Presiding Judge Bertram Schmidt.
For Mr. Bemba, the chamber sentences him to a total of 12 months of imprisonment. After deduction of the time he previously spent in detention, the chamber considers his sentence of imprisonment as served.
Bemba had already been a decade behind bars awaiting trial on war crimes charges. He was acquitted on appeal in June. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Boko Haram extremists killed a humanitarian aid worker abducted earlier this year during an attack in Borno State. It condemned the murder of midwife Safora Husseini Ahmed Korsa. Two other health workers were also being held. This is VOA News.